Welcome to today's deep dive. Usually, government fee schedules are a total cure for insomnia. Just endless rows of numbers, right?
Oh, absolutely. Pure bureaucratic jargon.
But if you know how to read them, they're actually like secret maps. They reveal exactly what a government wants to encourage and discourage on its public roads.
Right. Which brings us to our mission today. We are unpacking a provincial gazette extraordinary from the Western Cape government in South Africa.
Yeah, specifically looking at the 2022 registration and license fees for motor vehicles. This went into effect on September 1st, 2022, repealing the older 2020 regulations.
And on paper, it's just this very dry, trilingual document printed in English, Afrikaans, and isiXhosa.
But underneath all that ink, it really dictates the physical and economic reality of the entire province. So let's start with the baseline rules. Everyone pays a flat motor vehicle registration fee, right?
Right. That's just a flat R270.0.
Yeah.
And motorcycles get a flat license fee of R216.0.
Okay. Pretty standard.
Yeah. But the moment you look at standard vehicles, that flat rate just vanishes. The actual annual license fees tell this whole other story, entirely dictated by weight or tare.
It's basically the budget airline baggage fee model. Like, your carry-on is free, but the moment you check a bag that's a few kilos over the limit,
they charge you exponentially more.
Exactly. It scales up insanely fast.
Really does. So a light vehicle under 250 kilos is only R312.000. But if you have a massive 12,000 kilo truck, that costs a staggering R25,566.000.
Wow. Wait, and doesn't it keep going up from there?
Oh, yeah. They charge an extra R2,562 for every additional 500 kilos you add on.
Okay, so to be fair, the logic there makes sense. Heavy commercial trucks do exponentially more damage to the asphalt than a standard commuter car.
Definitely. It's proportional to infrastructure wear and tear. I mean, the friction and pressure from a massive, fully loaded rig essentially grind the road surface down over time.
So making them pay for the eventual repair is just basic physics?
Exactly. This isn't just a random cash grab from the government.
But, and here's the massive discrepancy in the source material, if weight equals road damage, then all heavy vehicles should pay that maximum rate, right?
You would think so, but not exactly.
Right, because a 12,000 kilo tractor operated on a public road only maxes out at R522.00, which is crazy. Don't the giant heavy treads of a 12,000 kilo tractor chew up the public roads just as much as a commercial truck?
Oh, without a doubt, probably worse in some cases. And this reveals the why behind the numbers. It shows the government's true economic priorities.
Oh, it in subsidy.
Exactly. I mean, a farming trailer used solely for the owner's activities is only R120.00. This fee schedule acts as a shield, protecting the agricultural sector from the massive fees imposed on commercial hauling.
So the government is willingly absorbing the physical costs of the chewed up roads to keep the local farming economy viable.
Yeah, the Western Cape relies heavily on agriculture, so they give farmers a break and make the commercial haulers foot the bill.
It really makes you look at your own local vehicle tags differently, you know?
It does. Next time you renew them, look closely at the cost breakdown.
Yeah, it forces you to wonder what industries your local government is quietly subsidizing or penalizing without you even realizing it.
Right, all hidden behind a wall of administrative numbers.
But there is one final detail in the regulations that is just wild. For standard vehicles above 12,000 kilos, they pay that R2,562 penalty for each additional 500 kilos infinitely.
Right, there's no cap for trucks.
But tractors pay R0.00 for anything over 12,000 kilos. Nothing.
Wow. That is a massive loophole.
It leaves you wondering, as industrial farming equipment continues to grow in massive scale, will these weight-based loopholes eventually lead to supersized megatractors dominating the public roads completely for free?
It's a fascinating question.
Something to mull over.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.